My name is Akito Kuroka from Equinix, and we provide co-location exchange services in the U.S. and the Asia-Pacific region. And today, I'm just going to give a very general update on our Sydney exchange and some of the initiatives that we'll be launching this year. Equinix Exchange in Sydney started in 2003. We had about 3 participants initially. Now we have about 18 participants. And participants include domestic and international carriers, ISPs, and content providers. And fortunately, we had some large international content providers join our platform recently. We also provide co-location services, 24/7 monitoring. And the connections that we provide right now are fast Ethernet. We provide both MLPA and BLPA peering. And depending on if the customer requests it, we'll carve out a separate VLAN for a certain BLPA request. And we're a neutral IX, and we also provide some form of proxy peering for people who don't have an AS, so we assign private AS and it works. And as for the traffic trend, we've seen some steady growth, and we have about 120 megs of traffic now on the average, and we've had some pronounced peaks in the past several months. And the topology that we use is pretty straightforward. We use Cisco's and Foundry's, and we have a route arbiter, route server running the Quagga routing suite. And we also have a portal that we provide to the customers that allows you to see utilization statistics, as well as some of the co-location environments, and also an integrated ticketing system. The initiative that I want to talk about today is the Equinix Exchange extension, and it's the extension of the exchange platform to the second and third largest population centers in Australia, which is Melbourne and Brisbane. And the 3 sites will be connected by Ethernet backhaul provided by NextGen Networks. The 3 sites that will be connected are the Equinix Sydney IBX and the Brisbane Metronode Data Center and the Melbourne Metronode Data Center. And the primary benefits of this extension is that it enables interstate peering via MLPA. It allows peers in each site to access peers in all 3 sites. We do have intra-site BLPA available, and it basically allows for the usual case for peering is that you get to reach a larger number of users, which is about probably over 80 ISPs and content providers across the 3 states. And we're planning to launch this in March. As for the topology, we have leaf nodes going to Brisbane and Melbourne, which are L2 switches that terminate to L3 switches in Sydney, which proxies route server routes to each of the different sites. We don't allow BLPA across the different states, so it will be mainly MLPA. And I think we'll probably be for resiliency. We'll probably be adding more elements into this, especially the backhaul portion in the future. But right now, this is how we're gonna start up this exchange that's distributed across states. Any questions?
Any question?
How large are the intercapital links?
It's actually a gigi pipe, but it's shaped.
To what?
100 megs, yeah. And so we don't really have any scaling concerns, as you can see by the traffic we're generating right now, but we'll probably be able to provision on the fly.
Steve Baxter, Pipe Networks. What's the tariff for the extended peering?
The tariff for the, it will be the same as if you were to buy a port in Sydney. Is that?
So
no, it's not. Oh, sorry. Donovan, is that? Can you go up in there?
Steve, the exact pricing has been working out.
at the moment, but basically it will be more, basically because the benefit you're getting by joining in Melbourne and or Brisbane, you're seeing that benefit immediately of access to Sydney's.
Do we know how much
traffic?
More?
No, not at this stage, no.
It's almost March. Oh, it is March.
It is March, yeah.
Any more questions?
Any other questions?
Imno, thank you, Akito. Microphone?
Do you have some system in place to eliminate connections to between ISPs in Brisbane and Melbourne abusing the wide area network, which happened to the prior Australian exchange that did this? So in the prior Australian exchange to support Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane, it was a significant issue of abuse of wide area network between Melbourne and Brisbane.
Uh-huh.
So do you have a system in place to prevent this?
So right now we're not going to extend the L2 VLAN across the state.
What happened in the prior exchange network was GRE tunnels between providers to abuse this wide area network.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not sure of...
Yeah, we don't have something systematic in place yet, but we'll definitely consider that in the future.
Okay. What's your definition of abuse? Because, I mean, clearly the purpose of this is to be used.
Yeah, but the reality is the bandwidth they're buying is almost as expensive as transit in this country. So therefore, it won't last forever.
Please use microphone, please.
Definition of abuse is where related companies would peer in Brisbane and Melbourne and then set up a GRE tunnel between the two, and this would cause, at the time, a megabit, which was at that time thousands of dollars a month worth of transit, to be trunked between Sydney, or between Melbourne and Brisbane, as an example.
Right. It's not just me. I mean, I've obviously got an agenda here, but it's a valid point. Mm-hmm. The example that David's talking about was the old Osbo network, and one of the things that led to it going away was its transmission network. And I'm just wondering if that's been taken into account and history's been looked at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely something that we're concerned about, that, and we would try to implement a system that would effectively eliminate those concerns.
Okay, thank you, Akito.
Okay. Thank you.